Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
You know, I can't believe that I begrudged Anthony Mantova for having the podium / community comment on December 7th and stole my Pearl Harbor Day comments, but I did make them anyway, although a few days later. But now, as I swallow very hard, here I am getting the last comment on Christmas Eve. Even Jody in the front office mentioned it to me as I walked out of the office here a couple of weeks ago. I take that as a responsibility. You know, but I would like to, you know, maybe tear into a couple of new ideas out there that are floating around at City Hall, but I'm going to leave that one alone for now. You know, you see these signs every once in a while from time to time on car bumpers and house windows. What a wonderful time of the year it is to just be kind. Christmas at the Jones House now numbers 20, as 10 adults and 10 grandchildren, and the house looks just like it always does, Christmassy, thanks to Mrs. Claus, a.k.a. Susie. And thanks to the oldest, who in the years and years of tradition has put up twice as many Christmas lights on the house. Thanks, Nate. You know, my heart sunk a little bit with the newscast heard here that reported there's been a dip in those that profess to be Christians. Some say even an increase in agnostics or atheists. It's not easy not to feel bad for them, knowing how much the spirit of Christmas is driven by the Savior of mankind. I'm not much of a Bible thumper, but when you won't open the book and read and do as instructed, your life can be that much better. You know, I've noticed a tremendous increase in the Christmas lights on homes throughout Eureka area. Warms the heart that the lighting of the homes is not just a tradition in our family, but a history that goes back to the babe lying in a manger. No, there weren't light bulbs around the manger, but there was a star that shined bright in the east, the light of hope and good in the world. You know, Christmas lights are also intended, all around the world, to provide light to others. And this particular time in history, this time of year, do you think that's something we need to do for one another? Especially for our young people who just aren't dealing with this pandemic as well. Some of us old farts. You know, I know a couple that will get some big extra hugs this Christmas around our home. And goodness, with the help of the spirit of Christmas. If you haven't put up lights on your house, it's okay. It doesn't have to be yards and yards of lights, maybe just a string on a bush. I've seen those that knock themselves out and those that put up what I just described. To me, that says it all. I believe they believe in Christmas and all is good in the world, pandemic or no pandemic. A little faith goes a long ways, and it's time to go forward, not backwards like I'm hearing on those newscasts. So when I say Merry Christmas to someone who says Happy Holidays back, I'm okay. But when they say Happy Holidays to me, I say Merry Christmas. So from our family to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.